So we've spoken about Christian churches and temples and cathedrals, how they're not religious buildings. In India, it's the same. And even the buildings in India, when you speak about power stations and high voltage buildings and stuff, you look at them and the resemblance with like today contemporary like power stations is freaking amazing, right? So this is a temple, which is not religious. Again, it's like for power purposes, and this is what we use. Basically, and it's very ugly, but that's what we use. So you look at the temples and it's exactly the same principle. So the thing is, when you look at these buildings in India, they're so different, even though they're used for the same purpose as the buildings we've seen in America and Russia and Europe and Australia and all that stuff, they're different, which means that this civilization in India was different from the civilization that we see in the expos and the buildings and the statues in on the American continent and on the Russian continent and in many places in Eurasia, so Europe and Asia. But still, even though it's a different culture, which means that at the same time there were like two or three different cultures of humanoids or humans in the world, you see these pictures and I think you get the point, right? What they did, the controllers who they control us since the 1800s, is that they use the same energy that was there beforehand, which actually was free for the whole of humanity, and they created their own devices. But this time, you have to pay bills. You have to pay electricity bills and like energy bills, and you have to pay money, which is also invented. So pretty much they use the free energy that was in this world for free for everybody and just to make profit. And for them to be like the 1% or less than 1% of human population who has all the resources, and the rest of us, we just have to be slaves and work. That's the main problem, and that's the reason why we suffer so much. And that's the full reality of things, even if you don't like me for saying it or if you get depressed, but that's how it is. And yeah, remember, when you see these buildings, they're power generators. They're using the atmospheric energy, which is free energy, which we some people call it ether. You can call it whatever you want. The thing is, it's part of the electromagnetic system of this enclosed flat Earth, which is surrounded by a dome, which has portals, so it can be opened and closed, but not by us, by somebody else who actually is in control or something. And it's the flux, the vortex of electromagnetic energy that starts from what we call the North Pole, which is actually the central part of this world we know of, and the vortex, we've seen that before. And these buildings, what they do is that they collect and they use that, and that's what we're doing today. But the problem today is that everything is linked to paying money. You don't pay money, you're a Mr. Nobody, and you die of hunger. So sad, like we know the truth. We know that we have the power to be free, but because we are part of the system, I mean, actually, I could say I'm a semi-slave because I'm not a full for 100% full slave because I made my life minimalistic, and I don't have any kids. And I don't have any like responsibilities or any like debts with the bank or stuff, so I could say I'm a semi-slave. But I do understand the depressive lifestyle that many people who don't even understand these things, and they get depressed because they feel like slaves, but they do not know the truth because they don't investigate, they don't research, so they will never know it, and they live their lives without knowing, in ignorance. And I would suffer a lot. When I was an ignorant person, I suffered a lot because I didn't know about these things. Once I start understanding all everything and learned about the so-called Tartaria, which is wrong, it's not Tartaria, but you get the point, and the flat earth and the free energy and all that stuff, all of a sudden I felt like a real human being. Even though it's depressing, I cannot change the system and stuff, but at least I know, at least I'm in the know, I'm not ignorant anymore. I feel like a enlightened light bulb. Before, I felt like in the middle of nowhere, like in pure darkness, and that felt really, really bad. It gave me the creeps, and my daily basis was like, I wanted answers and stuff. So once you understand all this stuff with free energy and with the reset, I know, at least for me, it actually helped me to be able to control what comes with the depression of actually knowing that you're a slave and you can't change the system. But I guess for some people, it's actually the opposite. The more they know, the more depressed they get. So I guess it's different for each person. Maybe I'm just like a weirdo for like actually feeling happier by knowing these things than not knowing them. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you see the resemblance, and you see when you compare everything. And remember, like, It's the same for the Arabian countries, it's the same for the Hindu countries, and the same for the Christian countries. The same, like everything is the same. So I'll see you guys in the next video.